Christine Stewart, editor of CT News Junkie, and a good friend and a tremendous reporter. And we're going to talk about, well, November the 6th, fast approaching, the vote.ctnewsjunkie.com, our voter guide. And I'll tell you something right now. The candidate questionnaire back for a third time to help you kind of navigate what is shaping up to be one of the hardest fought elections of our lifetime. And Christine is with me this morning. And Christine, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. And just before you came in, I got the very latest Quinnipiac University poll, and Bob Stefanowski is only 4 points behind Ned Lamont. And I'll tell you, this is a big, big thing, and I think he's going to win it. I really do. That's my gut feeling.
Yeah, so I went back, and this morning I looked at Quinnipiac University and their polling in the 2010 and the 2014 race. And in 2010, they actually had it at a dead heat, 43% to 43% for Governor Malloy and Tom Foley. And then in 2014, they actually had Tom Foley ahead by 3 points in the last poll before the election. So, I mean, they've been pretty good and within that margin of error. So I believe the margin of error, I don't have it in front of me, I believe the margin of error in this recent poll is 4%.
Well, again, this is, I'll be very honest with you. He is my candidate. There's no question about it. We got to have a change. That's me. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything.
Anything can happen. I mean, I think that the recent poll shows that, so Lamont was in the last poll that Quinnipiac did. It was October 10th. And that last poll showed that Lamont's support was around 47%. And that's
right.
Exactly the same percentage that he got in this poll. So it seems to be, and I don't feel like anything happened during the time that they were in the field for the poll that would have really influenced, the outcome of this poll. His support has seemed to hold steady, and Stefanowski seems to continue to gain on him.
Again, it's pretty exciting this year, but you know, I liked your introduction that this is one of the hardest fought elections of our lifetime.
It really is a hard fought election here. I mean, you know, what's interesting is that you have a lot of conflicting themes and trends in this campaign.
Yes, you do.
You know, will Connecticut be part of this, you know, Democratic blue wave? So you've got that dynamic, but you also have a dynamic of an anti-Malloy sentiment. And does that anti-Malloy sentiment transfer over to Ned Lamont's chances? So there's kind of these, you know, these conflicts of which theme Connecticut's actually going to hit on. And it depends on who comes out to the, you know, to vote. Do more younger millennials come out to vote? Because traditionally they haven't. So who can, you know, who are we going to see at the polls on November 6th?
Let me ask you this. What do you think the reason is that Stefanowski has gained this kind of ground?
You know, I am not sure. You know, so the newspaper endorsements were kind of like all over the board.
Yeah.
So you have the Wall Street Journal going for Stefanowski. You have the Hartford Courant going for Oz Griebel. You have the Hearst Connecticut Media going for Ned Lamont. I don't know what necessarily. I think voters are frustrated in this state. I think you're correct in that people do want change, and who defines themselves as the change candidate is what this election is going to be about.
You know something? I think you just hit a home run. I think you, but you know something you always do. You know what you're talking about. You're, say, you know, somebody asked me the other day, when was it, and I remember, but I'm not sure of the year, when was it that you started this whole thing yourself? When you decided?
So I didn't start it. So I bought it in 2006.
2006?
Yeah. I bought it from my friend who had started it in 2005, Dan Levine, before he went and he got a job out in California. So I didn't necessarily start it.
Well,
but I've been running it since 2006.
Well, I'll tell you something. You really have done a tremendous job, and you can tell that you love what you do, Christine, and it's important. This kind of reporting that you do, editor of the CT News Junkie, and by the way, that's another question. Somebody asked me this. How did you come up with the name Junkie?
So I didn't.
You didn't either.
I didn't come up with the name because I bought the site from somebody else.
Oh, so I see.
I didn't necessarily pick it or think about it, or it wasn't mine. I just ended up purchasing it. So I can claim no credit for the name of the site.
Well, I'll tell you, this is what you said it was. There's no question. It's the hardest fought election that I can remember, and it's probably the most important. We've got to have a change. I mean, this has gone on and on and on, and I'm out quite a bit too, and there's so many people that are disappointed, and they're leaving.
Well, Governor doesn't do everything by themselves.
Oh, I know.
So the House and the Senate races are also very important, and so that's also kind of why we started this voter guide. So the 3 years of doing this voter guide is to give voters as much information about a candidate as we can, because I know that the news industry as a whole has shrunk. And so to be able to give candidates a platform to answer some questions, and for voters to be able to look and see where their candidate stands on some of these issues before they go to the voting booth, there's more than 450 candidates running for office this year. So it's a pretty daunting task to be able to get all those people to respond to the survey, but a lot of them did. And so, you know, if people don't know who to vote for, you know, maybe check out vote.ctnewsjunkie.com and see if your candidates have answered the question.
And this is the third time that you've done it. Well, you're one of my favorites, Christine. You're a hard worker, and you've done a terrific job. And anytime that you want to call here, anytime that you want something that you want to, you know, you feel that I should hear and do something with, please call me.
I will.